This is After Dark number 5. This is tape number 5, and this is side 2. And I'm sitting here in the area where I duplicate the cassette tapes for the DX Audio Service, and recently came across a little reel of tape, which I forgot that I had from my very early years as a jingle collector. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, I had as a hobby collecting jingles from radio stations. And often what I'd do is I would go down to some of the jingle companies, such as Pepper and Tanner, William B. Tanner Company, and which was in Memphis, Tennessee, Pam's down in Dallas, and TM down in Dallas. And I actually have jingles done for myself. And my nickname at the time was FRV, my middle initial is R, Collector Number 1, because I had one of the largest collections of jingles in the world. I'm not sure exactly the date of this tape, but this goes back to either 1969 to 1972, and this was a little 2-inch reel tape, and I don't know how many people have ever seen a 2-inch reel, it's very small, which was recorded at 1 7/8 inches per second. Now, I've taken this tape, and I've had to make multiple copies of it, and then dump it into our digital audio workstation, and be able to take and filter out some of the noise and some of the hiss. It's still not too good a quality, but I think it's kind of interesting. And you'll hear a young FRV on it, which is kind of embarrassing. But what this is a interview that I did with a gentleman by the name of Pete Peterson, who wrote a lot of the jingles that we heard on the radio in the late 60s and early 70s. I'm not sure exactly where Pete is today, but I just thought you might like to hear this little interview, which lasts about 16 minutes long. And here we go.
Hello, this is FRV. For the next few minutes, you're going to hear an interview that I made with one of Tanner's most interesting writers, Pete Peterson. I hope that you enjoy this, as I enjoyed talking with Mr. Peterson. As always, your opinions, comments, and suggestions for future interviews are quite welcome. We asked Mr. Peterson, if you didn't have to please program directors and could write anything you wished, what kind of style would you write?
That's interesting. I don't know quite how to answer that, because I like all styles of music. I guess the musician, per se, prefers the pretty ballad to most anything else. I would lean towards that. I would like pretty ballads with a nice chord structure and good melodies. Although on the other end of the stick, I like funky things. I like good rhythm feel. I think a rhythm feel is a very important thing to any kind of a composition.
Like music like Chicago.
Yeah, I have laying on my desk. I have an album of John Coltrane. Which is very, very far out, free form type things. And I listened to that with some interest the other day because I had to do something along that line. And I don't particularly care for that because I find it hard to identify with. To sum it up in one word, I enjoy mostly the emotion of music.
Welcome to the FM world of communication.
If you're saying in and out in a minute, you've already created some kind of an action thought just by these words.
You know, I'm getting pretty tired of hearing about how busy grown-ups are. A kid's life can be very hectic, and maybe that's why we like the Minuteman. In and out in just a minute, then back to the Little League or Sesame Street. What a life.
When you're hungry and in a hurry, you can take it out on us. Come see the man at the Minuteman.
I have a kind of a rule of thumb where I say just let the music fit the mood of the words or whatever kind of mood you're trying to set up.
I then asked Pete, what was the biggest flop as a jingle package that the Tanner Company ever produced?
I think that we did one time that was, I can't even remember the name of it, I think it was called Proud Country or something like that.
For proud
country American music.
WKBA.
And the concept, the idea of taking the Star Spangled Banner and using it as a more of a, like a hub to just say I love my country, it seemed like a great idea. But for some reason or other, nobody bought it. Nobody really cared, or it didn't come off right. I don't really know. All I know is that we took the package off before we even did anything with it, and I have no awareness of ever having sold any. Well, of course we've sold one or two, because it was a pilot package that we did for a station somewhere. I think it was somewhere in Texas, but that would be, as far as my recollection is concerned, the biggest flop we've ever had.
Well, then what was the most successful ID package that Tanner produced?
Well, this was before my time, but the salesman told me the Now Sound was the biggest single package that we've ever had.
The Now Sound. WMAJ, where the listening's great. WVOK.
Something that everybody completely identified with, and it just sold fantastically. From my own standpoint, the biggest single package that I have ever participated in would be a kind of a toss-up between either a package called Movement or another one called Mini Hits.
WTRN.
Now, there's a package that I did not participate in that we did called Reaching Out, which was a super big package. I think it probably has outsold maybe Movement or Mini Hits. I don't think it outsold a Now Sound.
Together with music,
music, music. WRKT 1300.
Those are among the first things that come to mind when you say, well, what are the best things we've ever done? Now, we have a package here called That Real Feeling, which is a tremendous seller, and possibly that this package may surpass even the others. It's too early to tell.
That real feeling.
Pete, I'm sure everyone would like to know, have you ever sung or spoken on any jingle package or concept that Tanner has produced?
I do quite a bit of singing, and I do character voices mostly, but actual straight out and out singing, I have sung on, I can't think of them offhand, but usually they're specialized type jingles that require some kind of a character voice. I do a lot of speaking parts, as you probably have heard, in things like Curl's Neck.
There's a very special cow at Curl's Neck Farm.
Special.
Her name is Woodrow.
Woodrow?
Yes, Woodrow. Her papa named her. He always wanted a boy. When Woodrow was very young, her mama told her, love people.
Love people.
Milk, said Mama, is only love made visible. And so Woodrow poured her heart into every quart, every pint of Curl's Neck milk.
Curl's Neck milk.
So if you've noticed Curl's Neck milk tastes a little sweeter, it's because of Woodrow's people loving it.
People love.
People love from Woodrow.
The people loving Curl's Neck.
Try
little better small things.
A long time ago, Sears discovered the cleaner the coffee pot, the more flavor in every cup of coffee. But who likes to scrub coffee pots?
No one does.
No one. So Sears set out to design a little better small thing. An electric coffee maker that's completely immersible. Sears Flavored Fresh Perk.
Flavored fresh.
It's completely immersible. You don't scrub it. You dunk it in water. Soak it if you wish, and it really comes clean. Easy to clean and to keep clean. After all, she has enough to do without having to scrub a coffee pot. Sears Flavor Fresh Perk. One of the little better small ideas that are a little better priced to give you a little better reason to shop Sears first.
Shop Sears first.
What a nice way to show love.
Sears has it.
In the background of that spot we just heard, there is the Moog synthesizer. What is your personal view on the future of the Moog?
Well, the Moog, again, is completely unlimited. There's no end to what one can do, so it hadn't even been discovered what you can do, yet alone to say how far you can go with it. I read some information one time on the Mini Moog, which is a three-oscillator Moog, and they said that the mathematical possibilities on the Mini Moog were 1100 to the 11th power. I think 1100 to the 11th hundredth power. You know, which is, it's just, you just, there's no way you can even fathom this kind of mathematics. And that's on a three-oscillator Moog. Now, we have the Maxi Moog, or whatever you want to call it. We have five oscillators now. Hours just toying with the thing. That's the only way one learns how to play the Moog. You got to experiment with it because there's so much you can do and yet so little. If you don't know, you fall into patterns, and it's just like kind of like having a dictionary. You have all the words at your command, but in our daily conversation, maybe we use 200-300.
All of the harmonica tracks for the concepts and IDs were done by you, and at one time you were affiliated with the Harmonicats. When and how did this affiliation with the Harmonicats start?
My affiliation with the Harmonicats, which is still in existence, is one that I grew up with these guys. I'm from Chicago, and Chicago has a great park system. And at the time when I was a very young boy, and I'm talking specifically 8 years old, the only recreation that was available to us was the various parks. And fortunately, they were in abundance, and there were all kinds of... this is during a time of great economic depression in the country, and they had... one such program called the WPA, which was the Workers' Progress Administration, I believe. And a lot of people who were out of work were given jobs by the government of one sort or another in proportion to their talent. And there were all kinds of counselors in these various buildings and parks, and there were people there who were able to teach you music. It was like a school, except that it was free, and you walked in, and you went in and out at your own convenience, and they had all kinds of things. They had wood shops, and they had music schools, and they had crafts and type things, and you just went in and sat down, and somebody there would show you how to do it, and, or supply you with material and everything, and it was... about the only thing that we had to do from a standpoint of recreation, other than go out and rob a store or something like that. So there was this one group that somebody there decided to get up a harmonica band. And I don't know yet how he happened to be in the neighborhood, because he lived at the complete other end of town. But one day Jerry Murad showed up there with a harmonica that had a button on the side. It's the first time I'd ever seen a chromatic harmonica. And from that day till this, we've just been the closest of friends. With Tanner since 1969, and I was with left the Harmonicats in 1968.
So you really spent some time with the Harmonicats.
It's been a long association, but as an actual performer in the Harmonicats, it's been rather limited, because most of my performing has been as a single. I spent about 8 years performing with the Harmonica Rascals, which is the group that's well known by the presence of the little midget comedian. I was the leader of that group. And that was a lot of fun, too.
Pete, I'd like to thank you for letting me take some of your time to tape this interview and ask you some questions about jingles, concepts, Tanner, and your personal history. You have been listening to an interview with one of Tanner's most creative writers, Mr. Pete Peterson. This is FRV, Collector Number One, speaking.
So what do you think of the early Fred Vobey? It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? But that was on a little 2-inch reel that I found here in the tape duplicator room, and I thought I'd just put that on After Dark. Here's something else which is kind of interesting. This is a air check from a station I worked at up in Detroit, Michigan, back in 1983. And this was WHND in Monroe, Michigan, or Monroe, Detroit. The station was actually 42 miles south of Detroit and served Detroit, which was kind of a stretch. But the station did pull in some decent ratings during that time period. And now the station has gone more or less to a Spanish flavor and has kind of gone downhill. So I thought we'd just take a look back at WHND on what was known as WHND Day.
You're listening to WHND Monroe, AM 56.
WHND.
For the Motor City, we're the leader of the past.
1960.
9 o'clock, and Kevin O'Neill from Honey. Ready, boom, boom. Honey Radio, WHND at a couple after nine.
Blue on blue.
Bobby Vinton, 1963 on Honey.
Honey Radio. WHND.
Now my impression of Major Morgan. It's 7 after 9 at Honey WHND, all oldies, 1967, Diana, and the Supremes, Kevin O'Neill from WHND. Going to get cooler throughout the day, down to the low 30s, some snow flurries maybe tonight, and a good chance of rain throughout the day. Right now we got cloudy at 48.
If you're confused by all the price...
No, the one to buy.
WHND Day is here at last. Between now and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you will have four chances per hour to win cash up to $556 or any of a number of unique WHND Day limited edition prizes. When you hear the next WHND Day nostalgia trivia question, be the first to call us with the correct answer and be a winner. Maybe a big honey money winner. WHND Day. History in the making.
It is finally here. We talked about it so much. Let's get the first one going right now. Complete the following advertising slogan. Boy, oh boy, it's a blank toy. Boy, oh boy, it's a blank toy. 545-5656. Honey, radio, WHND Day has arrived. Walk like a man. Stand up straight. Throw your shoulders out. Suck your stomach. Oh, hi, Dad. It's my birthday. Come on, give me a break. WHND, Honey Radio with Martha and the Vandellas.
As I stand alone,
Honey Radio, WHND, 1966, Ready for Love. Martha and the Vandellas, Kevin O'Neill at 15 after 9. Honey Radio's WHND Day is here.
Come to Hudson's Isles of Abuse.
Herman's, we are a sports.
Honey Radio, good morning.
Boy, oh boy, it's a Hasbro toy.
Boy, oh boy, it's a Hasbro toy. That's right, you are the first WHND Day winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, I've been trying my brains out for 3 days for one of your mugs.
Well, I don't know what you've won. Let me open the envelope, all right?
Okay.
Because we got the envelope here. Let's see what it is that you are going to get. You get yourself one of the first editions of the 1983 Honey Radio jerseys, all right?
Great.
That goes out to you, and you are who?
I am Bill Fiedler.
From where, Bill?
Ann Arbor.
All right, hold on. We'll get your address.
Thank you.
WHND.
WHND Day has arrived at Honey Radio. Stand by for your chance to win more prizes. Honey Radio, WHND, if you thought you'd get up now and just give a ring, say hello, just a typical day, sorry, no way. You know why? It's WHND Day. It started at 9 o'clock, and we're going strong already with our trivia questions, all kinds of prizes, money, honey commemorative glasses, everything to give away. So be listening for trivia questions all day on Honey, WHND, four times an hour. It's 24 after 9, question number 2 for this hour. Dobie Gillis's high school, high society friend was who? Dobie Gillis's high society friend. We need his full name. Call me at 545-5656.
We interrupt this Northwestern done.
It will blow you away.
Detroit
area weather for Utica, Monroe, and for Southfield. It's going to be cloudy, rain likely, steadily and slowly falling temperatures throughout the day. Windy and cold tonight. Rain changing to light snow toward morning, low 33. Going to be sunny and cold tomorrow. Slight chance of light snow and a high of 40. It's cloudy and it's 48 at Honey Radio, WHND. And on the phone with me is who?
Ken Jemski.
Who is that?
Ken Jemski.
Ken Jemski. Where are you calling from, Ken?
Right now from work.
And that is where?
In Riverview.
Okay. What do you do down there, Ken?
Oh, I do drawings and that.
Well, good. Just like our most forgettable showbiz celebrity, John Nagy, this morning. Do you remember him? Okay. You don't have to remember him to get the prize, Ken. You guessed what? What was the name of Dobie Gillis's high society friend?
Chatsworth Osborne Jr.
Chatsworth Osborne Jr. That's right. And I'm going to open the envelope right now to see what you won. Our second winner this morning, WHND Day. And you have won a special edition WHND Day jacket. How's that sound?
That sounds real good.
All right, Ken. You hold on a second. We'll get your address. And congratulations. Keep listening. Okay?
Okay.
Go to town and marry me.
As of 9 o'clock this morning, the word of the day is D-Day. Honey Radio, WHND. Trivia all day long and some great prizes on Honey Radio, WHND.
I'm checking.
There is a trivia blitz going on all day long on Honey Radio, WHND. D-Day. Already given away a honey jacket and a honey jersey, and it's only half over for this hour all day long. Trivia on WHND Day from Honey Radio. Keep it here to win.
Sitting.
Kevin O'Neill on Honey, WHND. What we've been waiting for a long time. D-Day on Honey. all day long. Trivia question coming up in just seconds on Honey. It's 20 in front of 10. This is an important announcement from Tri-State Tools, one of the largest wholesale tool warehouse distributors in the state of Michigan. Starting today, Tri-State Tools opens their wholesale tool warehouse on West 8 Mile behind Hogobie and Carpet, and it's open to you. That means for the first time in their history, you can purchase the finest shop, automotive, and everyday tools and supplies at an average savings of 50%. That's right, 50%. Every tool sold at Tri-State comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Tri-State Tools is open for industrial customers 7 days a week, of course, but the warehouse is open to the public only 4 days a week. They're open today from 10 until 9, Friday and Saturday 10 till 6, and Sunday noon until 5. Visa cards and MasterCards are welcome, of course. Tri-State's wholesale warehouse is located at 14050 West 8 Mile Road behind Hagopian Carpet between Coolidge and Greenfield. It's easy to find. No problem there. You come on in now and find it and fill your needs, your tool needs, at Tri-State Tools and save an average of 50%. WHND Day continues. Trivia question number 3 this hour. A sitcom starring a comedian by the name of Sandy Baron. What was the name of that short-lived sitcom starring Sandy Baron? Call me now and tell me at 545-5656.
It happens just once. Your locations for fantastic savings.
The Ida Branch, I remember her, the Monroe County Library System, honoring Mickey Mouse on his 55th birthday with a film program all about the history of Mickey Mouse. Sounds kind of interesting. Friday, November 18 is the date. It's at 4 in the afternoon. That's the Ida Branch of the Monroe County Library System. And that's community information from Honey, WHND. Honey Radio, WHND, 944 on D-Day. Oh, I love giving stuff away. Honey Radio, WHND Day. Kevin O'Neill at 947. Stella Dato is on the phone. We asked about a comedy show called What? Sandy Baron starred in it. And Stella, you go ahead and tell us what it was.
Hey, Landlord.
Hey, Landlord is it, Stella. I'll tell you what I got for you. Let me get the envelope, please, Sam. We're going to open it right now and see what you won. I hope it's something real nice. It's got to be, because that's all we're giving away. We're not giving away, you know, old LPs that nobody wants or anything. You have won $256 in cash. It's not bad for knowing a Sandy Baron program.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Congratulations. We'll get your address.
Thank you very much.
We'll get your address off the air. Don't hang up.
No, thank you.
Supermarkets can make all kinds of claims.
GMC Truck and Men's pre-winter dealing days now through December 4th.
GMC pre-winter dealing days are going on right now at Ray Latham Pontiac GMC Truck in Detroit.
Our oldies, Honey Radio, WHND.
Trivia question is never more than just a few minutes away. All day on D-Day from Honey Radio, WHND. Crystals, 1963, all oldies, Honey Radio, WHND. And a special treat because today is D-Day. It's 5 in front of 10. Richard D. at 10. This is Kevin O'Neill. Trivia question number 4 for this hour. We're going just a mile a minute here. This is great. The Scout motto is what I want to know. The Scout motto, 545-5656. You don't know what you're going to win. We'll open the envelope live on the air, find out what it is. Tell me the Scout motto right now at 545-5656.
Tomorrow night on the TV 50.
Detroit area weather for Monroe. Wait a minute, let's do one first. Let's do Livonia, Monroe, and Highland Park. Cloudy today, rain likely, steady or slowly falling temperatures. Windy, cold tonight, rain changing to light snow toward morning, low 33. Sunny and cold tomorrow, slight chance of light snow with a high of 40. It's 45 and cloudy at Honey Radio, WHND. And this is D-Day, and on the phone is who?
John Stahl.
John, what is the Scouts motto?
Be prepared.
Be prepared. I hope you're prepared for what I'm going to give you, because I don't know what it is either. That's the fun of this whole thing. I hope you're enjoying it.
I am.
Because you don't know what's going to come along at any time. John, where are you from?
Ypsilanti.
Were you a scout at one time?
Yes, I was.
All right, then you remember that. Be prepared. For knowing your motto, you win a limited edition set of 6 collector honey soda glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, John, hold on a second. We'll get your address off the air. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Go, go, go!
Hey, all right. already this hour. We're giving away collector sets of glasses, $256 cash, honey jackets, and honey jerseys already. And it's only 1 hour underway. That's D-Day all day from Honey Radio. Tricky Dicky Trivia is coming up next. You wouldn't believe the stuff he dug up. And, of course, it continues all day today. And then tomorrow morning on my show, we start again at 6 o'clock with D-Day continuing right up until 9 o'clock. So keep it here for trivia and a chance to win lots of good prizes. Have fun.
This is WHMD Monroe, AM 56.
WHMD.
Where the clock goes back and the rock rolls on.
It's time now for Bozo the Disc Jockey.
London here, no brand beer, it's Richard D. Here he comes, for some fun,
it's
Richard D. WHMD, Richard D.
Happy downhill day, but most of all, happy WHND day. This is Richard D. Man, am I excited. So excited I didn't even bother to do my mouth calisthenics or get my adrenaline shot from the company nurse. I've got my letter opener handy here. I'm all set to go. I can use it on the competition should the need arise. Somebody asked me earlier this morning, isn't that Kevin O'Neill a cute little guy? Realizing the gravity of the situation, there he goes right now with his butterfly net out to catch the falling temperatures. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock at Honey WHND. It is downhill day. It is also WHND day. We're going to get to the next trivia question in moments.
This is Mort Krim. It's disappearing fast.
Unspoiled by human hands. Pure magic. Light rocks best in stores now. It's disappearing fast.
WHND day is here at last. Between now and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you will have four chances per hour to win cash up to $556 or any of a number of unique WHND Day limited edition prizes. When you hear the next WHND Day nostalgia trivia question, be the first to call us with the correct answer and be a winner. Maybe a big honey money winner. WHND Day. History in the making.
The next WHND Day nostalgia question is, what group scored in 65 with Don't Think Twice under the pseudonym of Wonder Who? 545-5656 is the number to call. What you're going to win, we don't know.
The Thousand Eyes.
As far as WHND Day is concerned, a disc jockey has not reached maturity until he has his first winner under his belt. Yeah, we're going to go for our first winner now. Who we got here?
We got Louise Hill.
Louise Hill of?
Union Lake.
Okay, now the question I asked Louise Hill, as you'll recall, what group scored in 65 with Don't Think Twice under the pseudonym of Wonder Who?
Four Seasons.
Right! That's the answer. Now, let me open the envelope here. I'll tell you, my fingers are nervous. They really are, because I want to find out real quickly, as I know you do, what you want. You have won, Louise Hill, a special edition WHN DJ jacket.
That's great.
Did I say WHN DJ? No, it'll be yours. WHND Day jacket. Congratulations. Okay, bye. Theme song of the Utica School of Art. Black is Black. Los Bravos on WHND Honey Radio. It's 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Richard D. With the Wireless Act. I'm just a common, ordinary American boy who happens to like classic rock and roll. Oh, I do wake up in the middle of the night with visions of Wiggly M.L.'s once in a while, but nothing serious.
And bring me a bottle of Premiot wine.
Limit 3 with in-store coupon.
The next WHND Day trivia question just minutes away. Kisses sweeter than Monsieur Henri Premiot. Jimmy Rogers on WHND. Honey. Myself has asked me several times, but I just can't seem to help myself. You follow me four tops on WHND from 65 like this. In the area of self-help, I am a failure. Four tops, Levi and the boys from 65 on WHND Honey Radio. I got 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. Time once again for a WHND Day trivia question. Here it is.
blank, blank, almost broke every female heart in America when she became the first Hollywood celeb to be tied romantically to the then rising star, later to be crowned king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Who am I talking about? The first person to call 545-5656 with the correct answer to that WHND Day trivia question will receive a prize, the description of which I hold in a sealed envelope.
Scout, giving you an even better Motor City deal.
Brian Fazio of St. Clair Shores, it's time for you to experience possible excitement. How are you doing there?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Oh, terrific. Now, if you can just answer that question for me, I'll read the question again. I suppose I'll feel even better, you know?
Yep.
Realizing that somebody out there is the recipient of something nice. Blank, blank, almost broke every female heart in America when she became the first Hollywood celeb to be tied romantically to then-rising star, later to be crowned king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. The answer is what?
Natalie Wood.
Right on. Let me open up the envelope and see what you've won here. Can you tell I'm nervous, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, look, I'm going to tell you what you've won, and then I want you to sound real excited, you know, even if you don't. All right? Sounds good on the air.
I'll take it.
All right, you have won one of the first editions of the 1983 Honey Radio jerseys.
Yay!
Hey, that's very good. Hold on, we'll get your address. Thanks a lot, man. Bye. Okay, Detroit area weather for Drayton Plains, Monroe, and Pontiac looks like this. Cloudy today with rain likely. Steady or slowly falling temperatures. Cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with rain changing to light. Do you hear that? Rain changing to light snow toward morning, low 33. And then for tomorrow, the day on which we spell relief, F-R-I-D-A-Y, partly sunny and cold with a slight chance of light snow and a high of 40. Right now, 53 at Honey, W-H-N-D.
W-H-N-D.
Not me, man. I'm delirious. Honey, W-H-N-D, that was Guy Mitchell, number one record from 1956. Just give me some kind of sign, love. Stop sign? Come on, I have kissing and hand-holding needs. What's the matter with you, baby? It's 19 minutes before 11 o'clock at Honey WHND. Time once again for a WHND Day trivia question. There are going to be four of these an hour. In my hands, I hold a sealed envelope. I have no idea what the prize is. By the way, I should mention to you that you're only eligible to win once during WHND Day, which will extend through 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, non-broadcast hours excluded, naturally. Here is the question. What oldie from the late 50s does the description colorful cannibal suggest to you? What oldie from the late 50s does the description colorful cannibal suggest to you? 545-5656 is the number to call. Like I say, you will receive, if you are the first one to get through with the correct answer, a prize, the description of which I hold in a sealed envelope.
It happens just once a year at Action News.
Here's an idea. See, Warren's Lincoln Theater Company's Passion of Dracula. Tonight, the 11th and the 12th at 8 p.m. for reservations, call is number 757-9380. That's community information from Honey, W-H-N-D. Hello, who do I have on the Honey Horn and or Honey Horn of Love here?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill House.
Bill House. What part of town, Bill?
East Detroit.
Let me read the question once again, then you give the answer. If it's correct, you will be the winner of something or other.
Okay.
Yet to be determined. What oldie from the late 50s does the description colorful cannibal suggest to you?
The Purple People Eater.
Right on. Now I take the envelope, and with my dagger, I open it up, and we find out very quickly, Bill House, after banging the microphone numerous times and making all kinds of extraneous, unnecessary noise, what you've won. You've won, oh, this is nice, a limited edition set of six collector honey soda glasses.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
the next WHND Day trivia question is just minutes away. Finish what you were saying, Bill.
I said, that's nice. Oh. I really appreciate it. This is the first time in years I've been able to get through on any question.
That's wonderful. I will give you a mental tricky-dicky accolade as we move along and hear the Ronettes Be My Baby. Hold on. We'll get your address, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye. Or not to be their little baby? That is the question. Ron Hess on WHND Honey Radio. Let's go over to Beach Boys like this.
Come around, get around, I get around.
I'll tell you what, I'll reach over here, get a round of ammunition, put it in the big gun, and give you a tricky-dicky round of applause.
You have one of those on Magic Line. It keeps you in touch with your money.
I think I need a no brand. I'm seeing Wiggly MLs. And I would like to change your last name from Scooby-Doo to D, you know? Randy and the Rainbows on WHND. Honey, it's 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. Time once again for WHND Day Trivia. Here is the question. Of course, the number to call is 545-5656. The first person through with the correct answer will receive a prize, the description of which I hold in a sealed envelope. 545-5656. You're eligible to win once during WHND Day, which extends 24 hours from 9 o'clock this morning, excluding off-air hours, naturally. The question is this. Where did the Dirty Man's Son work in Paperback Writer? Where did the Dirty Man's Son work in Paperback Writer? Beatles hit.
A sonic...
This must be 18 years or older.
Detroit area weather for Allen Park, Monroe, and Sterling Heights. Cloudy today with rain likely and steady or slowly falling temperatures. Cloudy, windy, and cold tonight with rain changing to light snow toward morning. Low 33. And in tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with a slight chance of light snow. High 40. And that's all. Right now, 53 at Honey WHND. I would like at this point for everyone to hear what the voice of a Judy Garzinski sounds like. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Okay, the question, as you remember, was this. Where did the Dirty Man's Son work in Paperback Writer? You know the answer?
Yeah, he worked at the Daily Mail.
That's right. Now allow me to open this envelope with the tricky-dicky letter-opening dagger, and we'll see what you have won. You have won $56 in cash.
Oh, wow.
That kind of grabs you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Congratulations to you and everybody else. The next WHND Day trivia question is just minutes away.
Listening to WHND Monroe, AM 56.
WHND.
For the Motor City, we're the leader of the past.
1956.
This is my baby left. They could die.
Heartbreak Hotel, I have their towels. Elvis Presley on WHND Honey from 1956. I wonder what or who she is doing tonight on WHND Honey Radio. Boyce and Hart from 68 is 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. I haven't mentioned this because I've been so wrapped up in WHND Day, but today is the 208th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And on Major Morgan, I would like to very meaningfully acknowledge this. Hey, only for the Marines would I do something like that. Now, I'd like to go on and tell you that today... through a question mark, it says here, there will be a Marine Corps birthday party down in Southgate, 14063 Dix Toledo, in Southgate to be exact. They're going to charge you $3 at the door, but that includes SOS, and there is a cash bar. So anyway, today is the 208th anniversary of the Marine Corps. Send out a tricky-dicky whoa-whoa to you Marines. See, I do care. Now, girls, I think it'd be really nice if on this very special occasion you would take out just a few seconds to hug a Marine today.
Put a little seven in your life.
You ready? Here we go.
WHND Day is here at last. Between now and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you will have four chances per hour to win cash up to $556 or any of a number of unique WHND Day limited edition prizes. When you hear the next WHND Day nostalgia trivia question, be the first to call us with the correct answer and be a winner. Maybe a big honey money winner. WHND Day. History in the making.
Right on, brother. Here is a WHND Day trivia question. If you are the first one to reach us at 545-5656 with a correct answer, you'll receive a prize, the description of which I hold in a sealed envelope. The question is this one right here. Spell the full name of the person who made Runaround Sue a giant hit. Again, 545-5656, the number to call. First one through with the correct answer, be the winner. Everybody. You hear that, alfalfa lovers? All right, Tommy Rowe on WHND Honey from 1963. It's quarter after 11 o'clock. Well, hi there. Four Seasons on WHND Honey Radio. Don't worry about me, otherwise known as Opus 17. It's 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. And on the phone here, I have a lady who's going to have one of the big NBDs if we don't get her on the air soon. Nervous breakdown. Hi.
Hi.
This is Pat Millard. Is that correct?
Right.
You're the Pat Millard of Roseville?
Right.
The one and only? Okay, Pat.
Oh, I love excitement. I really do. Now, listen, Pat, I'm going to ask the question once again, and then I want you to answer it very slowly and carefully. Spell the full name of the person who made Runner on Sue a giant hit.
Okay, Dion DiMucci. DionDimucci.
That is correct. You are a sensational speller. All right, now I'm going to take my tricky-dicky letter-opening dagger, open up the envelope here, and find out just exactly what you have won.